Morning Coffee Talk with Wayne Cook.
Welcome this morning to Coffee Talk with Wayne. I'm here with Bob Plummer. Good morning, Bob.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning, good morning. It's a bright new day, midweek. Well, it could be first of the week. Could be the last of the week.
Depends on
when they get the show.
We don't know when, but for us today, it's a Wednesday. Wednesday. That's the way I used to learn to spell. Seemed like I missed that in a spelling bee one time. And ever since then, I pronounce, you know, I try to Wednesday. I think I left the D out. Wednesday, you don't hear. Well, I couldn't have left the D out. Anyway, I misspelled it.
Yeah.
So it's Wednesday.
It is Wednesday.
All right.
Wednesday. Anyway, you sent me an article I thought was real interesting.
About?
Pfizer.
Oh, yeah.
Here's the headline of it. And who would have ever thought this would have happened, Bob? It starts out this way. Major scandal.
Yeah.
Pfizer admits there was no evidence the vaccine would stop the spread of COVID. Come on.
Yeah. And obviously, we know they lied about everything. Folks, if you've been jabbed, you need to repent. And you probably killed yourself. You may have taken the mark of the beast, to be truth be told. But you still can cry out to God for mercy. Read your Bible as if your life depends on it, because your eternity does depend on it. And hope for the best, because this has been a satanic what do you call it? Conspiracy.
Takeover conspiracy.
To murder everybody. And they've been announcing they're gonna do it.
I wonder what the full armor of God is when Paul speaks about that. Put on the full armor of God.
Well, part of it's the word.
I think it's the word of God, isn't it?
The sword of the Spirit.
Yeah.
And the
breastplate of righteousness, the belt of truth.
But man alive, what were you guys thinking? They told you if you don't get jabbed, you won't be able to buy or sell.
Can't even travel.
Duh.
can't even travel.
Yeah. Who cares about it? But you know,
they tell you this too. Bob, I'm going to protect you, my friend. I'm going to get
them. That was the most evil thing they did, because Christian people, you know, we, and Americans in particular, we do care about others.
Yeah.
And that was what, well, I was tempted to consider what they were doing, because they said you need to do this to protect your grandmother. Fortunately, my grandmother's been dead for about 50 years, so to heck with her, man. I don't need to protect her any longer. but the concept of protecting others, do this to help others. I actually wore a mask for a little while, you know, when it first came out.
I saw your mask.
I wasn't worried about it. Yeah, I had one that said,
Make America Great Again.
Yeah, but one said, Trump is my president, Jesus is my Lord, something like that. But I only did that because, I was taking chlorine dioxide. I wasn't worried in the least about getting sick, but I thought, well, I do need to protect other people. And that's where they got us, a lot of us, you know.
Yeah.
But you don't want to carry it to an extreme and take an experimental jab. And some of y'all did. And so chlorine dioxide may detox that.
Yeah.
Between that and this EDTA crap I got on my wrist right now.
It's working.
Well, I mean, in theory, it may work. Mike Adams is supposed to be testing it on those clots. You know, those clots. They're not blood clots, but those clots. And by the way, talked to Kerry Rivera last night. They've been seeing something similar to those clots in autistic children since 2011. And she tried to tell Dr. Jane Ruby, and that didn't go anywhere, but there's it's relative to vaccines, and it's not new. Those clots are not new, and that's what Carrie's trying to tell the world, and nobody listens. I got to get her and Karen Kingston together, because, those clots or something very similar has been seen and been pulled out of autistic children Carrie's known about it since 2011. CarrieRivera.com.
She's done more research on autism, I think, than anybody I know.
She's cured more people of autism than anybody on the planet. So, and she was telling me last night that the a certain diet's beginning to really help too. They're always learning.
Well, they're wanting to help, and that's
right.
They're wanting to. That's what this show is all about too. We want to help you.
Yeah, exactly.
And the start of everything, the genesis of it, is to read Genesis and keep going.
Yeah,
that's the beginning of it.
The people that really love you in life are the ones that tell you the truth, not the ones that tell you what you want to hear. If you're listening to television and whatever, and you're hearing people tell you that you're okay and all that, you probably need to change channels, because we're not going to tell you that. We're going to tell you what we think is the truth.
Let's go to Acts this morning. Go to Acts chapter 6. Acts chapter 6. And go to verse 8. This is talking about Stephen. You know who Stephen is?
Good old Stevie. Stevie Wonder?
Old Stevie.
Okay.
This is when Stephen is seized, and he followed Christ. He wasn't one of the original 12 disciples, but he was one of the ones that was chosen as a helper, a deacon, and all within the...
Wasn't there seven of those guys?
Yeah.
And seven. You know, later on, one of those guys fell away. He became an apostate. Did you know that?
That was Yanara?
Yanara, never heard that word. Yeah. But I thought it was like that. Started with an N. Something of it.
Something with an N, I know.
Yeah, Nicholas. I'm not sure, so don't hold me to that.
Yeah.
But somewhere later on, there's a guy that
if people were reading their Bible out there, they could tell us, couldn't
they? We're reading, we could tell them.
Yeah. So anyway, here we go, and we're talking about this. We started out talking about this Pfizer thing, and it's all been a lie. It's been a false witness. It's spread everywhere, and it really kind of like it festered. Even more and more. Well, we're gonna give you this jab, and that's gonna help you. And then we're gonna ask you to do this: get a booster, and if after that, in about 4 more months, get another one, because we're not sure if the first jab helped any. So we're gonna tell you to get a booster. And by the way, y'all need to take this and tell your friends to take it as well, because you want to protect one another.
Hey,
okay.
Did you know
so that's
that
a false witness?
No kidding. Did you know that 48% of Americans plan on getting the flu shot this winter? Come on, people, wake up, idiots. No offense.
I've never had a flu shot.
Me neither. You know what? Praise God, I hate needles. I would have never made a very good drug addict because I hate needles.
Well,
and that's the only reason. I don't think I was smart.
And I shouldn't have gotten these steroids put in my eyes. They're just...
I know.
It's wrong. I know. I'm going to quit doing it.
Does the name Quantum Energy Wellness mean anything to you?
You know, I need to find somebody that has one of those Quantum Leaps beds.
Quantum Leap. Hey, Quantum Leap, folks. Look, check it out. QuantumLeap.is, now that you mentioned it.
Does that stand for the Islam?
Would you stop it? I think it's Ireland.
Well, they'll remember it now, won't they?
Yeah.
Is it IS?
Yeah, quantumleap.is. But that is it's a great documentary about chlorine dioxide. It says it cures 97% of all disease. And truth be told, I think it's really like 96.839. But it's in the neighborhood. Did you know that they say that 67.84% of all statistics are just made up on the spot?
And you're telling us some stats right now.
Yeah, big time.
But anyway,
false witness. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah, we're going to get in and see whether or not this is a false witness we're going to talk about here on Stephen.
No, Stevie got it right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, so here we go. We'll start here, and let's have a word of prayer before we begin. Heavenly Father, we thank you again for the freshness of this day. Father, we pray you order our steps today. We would do your will today and everything. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Speaking of the freshness of the day, it's getting a little chilly.
It is getting chilly. Have you gotten any wood yet?
I've cut a bunch of wood. I'm cleaning up the church land. Got a bunch of wood. I'm trying to get my fireplace installed. My
so venting, interesting. Yeah.
My venting done. I'm sneaking up on my venting on my fireplace. I was going to work on it yesterday.
Folks, this fireplace is unique. You should see it. You don't have to go into the national park and go to some of those older homes that have wood stoves in them. Just go to Bob's.
Yeah, well, wait.
He's got a real interesting. It's not a potbelly stove.
Well, it's the old timey. It's a 100-year-old cook stove.
It's one of those stoves and you used when you were growing up.
And then I have a brand new 3,200 square foot Ashley wood stove to heat with. And so, you know, I've got them, and I'm trying to hook them up in series or hook them up together.
I can't believe your wife is still with you.
Hey, nobody else can either, you know. Bless her heart. My wife is gorgeous, and I'm not. That's an understatement. So, go
and she's smart.
No, if she was smart, she wouldn't have married me.
Anyway.
So, moving right along.
Right in the middle of the... And I'm thankful you put the stoves right next to your couch. That way you can stay warm.
Not anymore.
Oh, did you move your couch?
Of course. That was the plan all along. So now the couch, instead of facing a gas fireplace that don't even work hardly, it now faces the wood stove.
Yeah.
So you sit there and watch the fire burning. That makes sense. But I rearranged the furniture so I wouldn't melt the fake leather off my fake couch.
Before we get into the scripture, just a moment. I know you got up early today. You put a pot roast on, and you're using up all your electricity putting it in one of those crock pots. I called it a Dutch oven, and you called it a crock pot.
Speaking of early, my stupid putt-putt woke me up at 12.
Folks, this is not a golf game he's playing with. Putt-putt is the name of his pet.
A corgi.
Yeah.
Putt-putt's a corgi. And at like 12:20,
why do you name it?
Well, that's interesting because her name is Ivanka. But
Ivanka.
When I was a little kid, my sister and I had imaginary friends. This is creepy.
You know that's a sign of intelligence.
Really?
That's what I hear. That those people that have imaginary playmates are intelligent.
Well, now my sister's smart.
Yeah.
She made like 32 on the ACT. The one that 36 is the best you can get. I think it's ACT. Mm. She and Steve Munger and a bunch of other brainiacs. I made 27, which wasn't bad. But any rate, our friends were Dane and Putt-Putt. And for some reason, when I got my dog, I don't know, because Corgi's a little short legs, look like they're putting around,
mm-hmm.
but all of a sudden, I just started calling her Putt-Putt. I didn't realize for a while, I don't know, a month or two after calling her that, I realized that that was the name of my imaginary friend when I was a kid. So
how about that?
I don't know, man. But anyway.
Hey, my daughter had an imaginary playmate.
Really?
Yeah, and she's going on now to get her PhD and all. Smart girl. But she had an imaginary playmate. You know what the name of that playmate was? I'll never forget it to this day.
Oh, here we
preacher, go. Preacher, Juliana Handed Andy.
Goodness.
I'll never forget that. Preacher Juliana Handed Andy. She would line up her dolls in her room, and she would preach to them.
Seriously.
She'd preach to those dolls.
Wow.
As a little three-year-old. And you know, it was so funny.
I think it was John MacArthur or R.C. Sproul, or maybe it was Billy Graham, that used to go out and preach to cows.
Yeah, I
know. You know, practicing.
Mm-hmm.
It was one of those three. Anyway.
Either that or they were goats. That way he wouldn't have any... wouldn't be any difference between that and going to the church.
Speaking of goats, have you seen the Saint Sabin commercial? Was it Aetna or something? Or something else. Whatever.
And yeah.
You know, GOAT stands for greatest of all time. And anyway.
How about
just
that?
Saying, Alabama plays Tennessee by the time you see this game.
Affleck.
Sounds like a sheep.
Affleck.
Affleck. That's correct. Good for you.
Is that right?
You must worship sports, unlike me. St. Bob.
Yeah. All right, let's get into Stephen. And Stephen is seized here. We're in Acts. And I'm going to let Bob read today because I went and had these shots in my eyes, which I shouldn't have done. But Acts chapter 6, we're going to begin with verse 8.
8.
Yes, go ahead.
Stephen, full of faith and power. I wonder if Stephen was reading.
No, wait a minute. Mine says grace and power.
Yeah, I think grace probably, well, either way, grace.
For by grace are you saved through faith.
So they're related.
Yeah.
But it seems to me there's a pretty big difference. I wonder what the Greek word is. If it was faith, it'd be pisteuo, wouldn't it?
Pisteuo.
And, but full of grace and power, did great wonders and miracles among the people. You want me to keep reading?
Yeah, keep going.
Then there arose certain of the synagogue, which is called the synagogue of the Libertines and Cyrenians and Alexandrians. Hey, you give me all these crazy
words. I know.
And of them of Cilicia and Asia, disputing with Stephen.
Okay, so different countries, different people.
Well, but yeah, but they're all religious fanatics.
Yeah.
They're all religious people. And here Stephen is doing miracles, great wonders and miracles. And the religious people are freaking out.
Here they come. Yeah. I wonder if it's because they don't have that power.
No doubt.
Okay. All right, so 10. Here they come.
And they were not able to resist the wisdom and the spirit by which he spake. So he wore them out in a debate, you know. Good for him.
Yeah.
Then they, ooh.
All right, here we go.
11. And this is what I love about the King James, not. Then they suborned men, which said, what does that mean?
They secretly instigated men.
Suborned. I've never heard that word in my life.
They
suborned.
Secretly.
I don't care. Yeah. I'm just saying. Yeah. That's what's wrong with King James, man. I mean, nobody knows that word. That's honest to goodness, you know, the King James only people. You got a lot of
Shakespeare.
That don't know what it means. We have heard him speak blasphemous words against Moses and against God.
So there's a lie.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
not just a lie. They said it was against Moses. Oh, and God too. Like Moses.
So these religious leaders, or these that are think they know the word, they're sitting here spreading lies, bearing false witness.
Even today, if your preacher's not, number one, telling you to read your Bible and warning you about the jabs, then he's not reading his Bible, which means he's not in contact with God, and that's why he's not telling, and that's why he didn't warn you. So your doctor let you down because he gave you the jab, and your preacher let you down because he didn't warn you. You know why? Because your doctor goes to your church and gives a lot of money.
Yeah.
So they conspired to murder you. So, anyway.
Yeah. So here's Stephen. We began talking about full of truth, full of grace, wisdom. He was a man of God.
But and now so, he's speaking. But he was speaking words against Moses and against God, apparently.
There's a lie. There's a false witness.
But
so,
they said so.
So those people that are around them, who
but
are they going
to... Everybody's listening to those synagogue guys. Just like people listen to preachers today.
Yeah.
You're listening to the wrong people.
Yep.
Should have been walking with God. And they stirred up the people and the elders and the scribes and came upon him and caught him and brought him to the council. They came upon him and caught him.
Yeah.
So they snatched him up. And they
they stirred up the people. That's just
right.
That's what they wanted the whole time, and that's what's happening around us today. You know, I look at Pfizer. They've stirred up the people.
Well, and then they set up false witnesses which says this man ceases not to speak blasphemous words against the holy place and law. So they go get false witnesses. like, say, the fake news media?
Yeah.
And how about some Hollywood people? How about some of these big stars that tell you, you know, I saw an article this morning.
The commercials are number one for doing it.
Well, yeah, but I saw this morning that in France, one of the legislators in France has had 4 heart surgeries since January the 4th.
Of this year.
And he said that Macron and none of the other elites got the jab. They faked it because they knew better. But they told us to all get it. And this guy got it, he said, because he thought that he didn't want to be a hypocrite. And if he was leading the people to get it, he should do it.
You know, that's one of the things that I want. Why do they nationally on national news, the fake news and all, they'll take politicians, they'll take movie stars, and they'll do the jab in front of everybody.
But they're faking it. There's a lot of those videos.
That's what I'm
now
thinking.
You can see where they don't even take, I mean, talk about idiots. They don't even take the cover off the needle. They're sitting there, you know, and you can see that they're not getting a jab at all. None of the elites got jabbed, folks. They're murdering us.
Hmm.
That's what they're doing. And if you're listening to this, you probably already know that. But
yeah,
share this with some of your friends that you know, can learn to hate us too, which is okay. Because when you first hear the truth about anything, you always reject it. You seemingly, we don't want to hear.
Read the Word of God and you'll find out the truth.
Well, yeah, and you talk about being offended. You think we're bad. Read the Bible. You will be offended. You know, and guess what? God don't care if you get offended or not. He can care less whether you like him or not. Your job is to fall in love with God, and God really doesn't care. People think he loves you and he's up there wringing his hands because more people don't become Christians. Trust me, God don't care. God is doing what God does. Our job is to fall in line and fall in love or fall in hell. We have 3 choices.
Yep.
So choose wisely, my dear friend. What's that commercial? The most whatever.
So right, here's a man. Here's a man, Stephen. He's doing right, and now these synagogue religious people are getting on his case. All right, go ahead. Verse.
Yeah. What does the scripture say? And it'll come a time when those who put you to death will think they're doing God a favor.
Yeah.
Okay. Set up false witnesses, which said this man ceases not to speak blasphemous words against the holy place and against the law. For we have heard him say that this Jesus of Nazareth shall destroy this place and shall change the custom which Moses delivered unto us.
There again, now, just twisting the words.
But I know, but that's a partial truth.
It is a partial truth.
Because Jesus said, destroy this temple, and in 3 days I will raise it up again.
Yeah.
But so, in essence, he did say what they said he said, but that's not really what he was saying.
Same thing Satan did in the Garden of Eden with Eve.
Well, the same thing they're doing today, you know. You need to take this jab. They're twisting stuff.
Yeah.
And people are falling for it.
False witness.
Because we don't have wisdom, which comes only from God. And verse 15, mm-hmm. And all that sat in the council, looking steadfastly on him, saw his face as if it had been the face of an angel. Wow. So, interesting.
Yeah.
He looked innocent, I guess. Well, I don't know, the face of an angel. Angels aren't always... I always tell my wife or tell people, you know, I said, oh, you're an angel, and they get all, you know, you're so sweet. I said, don't get too excited. The devil's an angel as well. So,
And speaking of angels, all you people that worship these idols of angels, a little fat little guy that you put wings on that sits at your doorstep.
The cherub or whatever that's supposed to be.
Yeah. I don't think the angels of the Lord are anyway like that.
Oh, no.
You want to know some angels, get a hold of Michael.
Man.
You know.
Michael, the archangel,
yep.
Who, by the way, would not bring a railing accusation against Satan. We're up against Satan, folks, and that's why we have to figure out how to access the power of God.
Yeah.
My goodness, time flies when you're having fun. Yeah. I saw you look at the clock.
Yeah.
I was shocked. I thought it was, what are you doing? I thought 14 minutes or something. But, Michael doesn't try to mess with Satan by himself.
No.
He appeals to God.
Right.
And that's what we have to do. We have to appeal to God Almighty. And you can't do that unless if you abide in me and my word abides in you.
Jesus never did anything unless the Father told him.
Well, and we can't do anything against Satan without really the power of the Lord Jesus. If Michael couldn't take on Satan, we can't. That's enough said about that.
Right.
So moving right along.
Folks, we're so glad you're here with us today. Want to remind you, too, the Health Ranger reports have been very, very informative over the past several days. And so if you want to listen to what Mike Adams has to share and also some of his interviews, go to, and you can get some of the past shows, go to thehealthranger.com.
Right, and every day he talks about Karen Kingston. Her work is so powerful.
You're going to interview with her, aren't you?
By the way, look up. She's got an interview. I don't know.
Okay.
I thought about inviting her on my show Friday, but, I'm afraid she'll tell me no. But
you're going to have Karen Rivera.
No, I'm on Carrie's show.
Okay, you're on Carrie's show.
Thursday, I'm going to be on Carrie's show. So I was thinking about inviting her on my show, but that's too, I can't do that now. But anyway, she's going to interview me, so that'd be interesting.
Well, folks, get online. Get an audience going with Brighteon.radio, Brighteon.tv.
I don't think people understand what you mean when you say that.
I want them to spread the word.
I understand that, but you've been doing that, and I've never...
You never corrected me.
Because you've explained it once or twice, but... What Wayne's trying to say is share with your friends and motivate your friends to start watching and listening. Because, I mean, like Prep with Mike.
Right.
If you will go to Prep with Mike and watch some of those things, some of the little 10 or 15 minute clips, you will learn so much. Mike does things about high-tech prepping, low-tech prepping, and no-tech prepping. He even says things like, think about this, all our modern houses are not designed to not have central heating and air in them, or any heat and air.
Right.
And we're going to have mold and mildew in our houses if we go without electricity for a year.
Yeah, we have fewer windows in our homes today than we used to have.
Yeah.
You can't raise the window.
So
cross ventilation.
Chlorine dioxide would come in very handy. Certainly, solar panels, alternative ways.
Unless they mess with their clouds and can't even use your solar panels.
Man, yesterday morning I got up and the whole sky was just had all these things they were spraying. And then all day long as that dissipated, the whole sky was just full of goofy looking clouds. And it was everything. Yesterday would have been a clear day, but they sprayed on us yesterday morning. And it all day long, there was these wispy-looking clouds, and it was just that spray. I get so mad when I see
And people think it's the airlines are doing that.
Well, people are waking up. But Lloyd used to argue with me about that was just the exhaust from airplanes. And then one day, I took a picture of the sky with the line all the way across, and or video, and an airplane going, and a true airplane. Yeah, just a tiny little bit of the whatever
exhaust
that is behind it. Yeah, exhaust.
Jet fuel.
So,
anyway, we got about a minute here.
Yes.
And
who's coming up next?
Well, Dr. John Diamond. And you have his book there. It's on the unity of the church. It's concerning unifying the body of Christ.
It is a good book.
It is a good book. Get the book. He's going to be on at 9. He's on every day at 9 a.m. And so you'll want to get a hold of him, and you can also, it's called America Unhinged is the name of his show. You can go to AmericaUnhinged.com and get a hold of him. Dr. John Diamond, he'll be on at 9, Monday through Friday. And so we want you to be a part of this and share it with your friends. Share about Brighteon. We'll be back right after these messages.
Wait, we got 20 seconds left. Wayne's eyes are bad. And
I'm looking. Okay.
Well, but you can't shut us off early. What did Bob Denny tell us? If we go off early, it's better than late.
Yeah.
I forget. But anyway.
It is.
So we're struggling this morning.
No, we're not struggling.
Well,
we're
our stupid clock don't work.
I know.
We can't afford a good clock.
But anyway, folks, we'll be right back.
J&M Jewelry provides online jewelry appraisals that are convenient, secure, and affordable. Appraisals are usually completed within 48 hours and sent directly to your email. Contact us today or visit our website to use our appraisal request form. J&MJewelry.com.
This was made possible by Brighteon.com. After being deplatformed by YouTube, I built Brighteon.com so that we can speak. All voices of dissent are welcome. Join Brighteon.com now, post your videos today, and start building an audience there where you will not be censored. Brighteon.com.
The Kelly Key easily converts your AR rifle to bolt action, allowing you to keep the rifle you love in assault weapon jurisdictions. The Kelly Key is a true fast drop-in solution. No permanent changes to your rifle. Import, transport, own, and have fun with your AR. Why the Kelly Key? Because a bolt action is not an assault weapon. Stay future ready from gun bans with the Kelly Key. The Kelly Key also lets you quickly and easily build your ideal hunting rifle, lets you build the quietest suppressed rifle, and benefits your long-range precision shooting. Available now at KellyKey.com with free shipping.
The world we once knew is collapsing. We're being warned to expect rolling blackouts, and our political leaders are deliberately shutting down pipelines, fuel refineries, nuclear power plants, and energy exploration. The currency is collapsing, while financial assets are plummeting in value, and the global food supply is being deliberately decimated. To survive this war being waged on humanity, you need more than just regular prepping. You need resilient prepping. And that's the title of my new free audiobook, Resilient Prepping. You can download the entire audiobook and a printable PDF transcript for free right now at resilientprepping.com. Resilient Prepping teaches practical strategies for prepping in three layers: high-tech, low-tech, and no-tech. Resilient Prepping is your ultimate guide to surviving the total collapse of the world as we know it, because that's exactly what globalists are trying to achieve. Download this entire audiobook for free right now at resilientprepping.com. Nearly all the vitamin C sold at retail today comes from China, and it's made from genetically modified corn. Even though vitamin C is a critical part of immune support, it's also critical to know where your vitamin C comes from. I'm Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon and BrighteonStore.com. And we only sell non-China, non-GMO vitamin C. We then subject it to rigorous laboratory testing in our own food science lab, checking for heavy metals, glyphosate, as well as microbiological contamination. Only after it passes our tests do we encapsulate it and package it for our audience. You can find it at BrighteonStore.com. It's not the cheapest vitamin C on the market, but it is by far the most rigorously tested and honestly sourced vitamin C available anywhere in the world. Support your health and this free speech platform by shopping at BrighteonStore.com.
I feel that Juvent is helping me to get better every day in every way.
That impact is what has been shown to help improve your bone density. Without that impact, you're missing a very important nutrient in your physical conditioning program.
The Juvent Micro Impact System allows the person to create more joint range of motion. Now I know there's a chance that nourishment can take place to that joint.
Get one of these.
SAT123.com, they have put together a really incredible package: emergency backup communication systems, power systems. We've got sat phones, We've got solar panels and also that big 400 watt solar panel behind us there. And why does this matter? Because of course, right now we are dealing with massive risk of blackouts. And the power grid is just failing, you know, intermittently, but it's going to get worse because we've also got energy shortages. Think about the lack of coal power, the diesel problems that are happening right now. If you're in the military or the National Guard or Border Patrol or law enforcement and you need to be able to function even when the power grid goes down, or maybe you're a first responder, rescue team, firefighter, paramedic, you name it, you need to know about this equipment. So SAT123.com, folks.
Capital punishment shows the world the true story of January 6, 2021. The event was years in the making, and the threat to the survival of America as we know it has never been greater. Not only is this film a must-see, but it's already one of the most censored films of all time. Just visit HisGlory.tv today to get your copy. Capital Punishment, everything they told you was a lie.
Mike Adams here with an operator, a deployment leader on the Texas southern border who's been using these satellite-based bivvy sticks for very effective communications. And he's here just give us a few words about how these bivvy sticks are operating, how it's helping he and his team members. And remember, these are available through the satellite phone store, sat123.com. It's satellite-based text messaging. Works when no cell towers work or aren't reachable.
We use these to communicate GPS cords to when we are seeing drug runners or people carrying stuff. We've had, you know, bust up to 13,600 pounds worth of marijuana and fentanyl that we have been on operations with in conjunction with federal agents and supporting them in their operations.
So they are pro-America and pro-humanitarian in helping to keep our country and our community safe. Everybody, God bless America. Take care.
Well, let's go back to 12. Then Jeremiah went forth out of Jerusalem to go into the land of Benjamin to separate himself thence from the midst of the people. Yeah. And then when he was in the gate of Benjamin.
What's a gate? Is it like a gate that you would go into to a private neighborhood? You know, a gated neighborhood?
No, man. Okay. You've seen pictures of the Damascus Gate.
Yeah.
It's a arched entryway.
There you go.
With huge doors. And now this sounds like what is today the Damascus Gate, because it goes north out of Jerusalem, goes by where the Lord was crucified, goes by Golgotha.
Okay.
Out the Damascus Gate. Now there's another gate on the north side of Jerusalem that's just around to the right as you're leaving, going toward the Garden Tomb. Back to the right, you go past where Jeremiah's Grotto and all
right.
that is. But anyway, there's another gate over there. So maybe, but it's not called the Benjamin Gate today.
Right.
So at one time, obviously, there was a gate in Jerusalem. So I stand corrected.
You're okay.
Obviously, if you disagree with the Word of God, you're wrong. Anyway, and when he was in the gate, Benjamin, a captain of the ward, was there. His name was Arijah. The son of Shelemiah, and the son of Hananiah, and he took Jeremiah, the prophet, saying, "Thou fallest away to the Chaldeans."
All right, now here's another lie.
but I mean, that's an obvious thing to think.
Yeah.
You know, the guy sees Jeremiah sneaking out, he would say, you know, and I think, isn't he going to look at some land or some, what's he doing now? I don't know the context. He's going to, you know, he bought land from his cousin at some point. I started to say he went and buried a belt, but that was, I think that was Ezekiel that went up to the Euphrates and buried a belt. Never mind.
Jeremiah was probably running, wasn't he?
No, that's what the guy's accusing him of. He had just bought I think he was buying land from his cousin, and he went to look at it, I believe.
Okay.
We'll find out, maybe, Lord willing.
Okay.
14, then said Jeremiah, "It is false. I fall not away to the Chaldeans, but hearken not to him." But he hearkened not to him, so Arijah took Jeremiah and brought him to the princes. Wherefore the princes were wroth with Jeremiah and smote him and put him in prison in the house of Jonathan the scribe, for they had made that the prison.
See, mine says in verse 14, now I'm reading from the English Standard Version, but in verse 14 it says, and Jeremiah said, it is a lie.
Really?
It is a lie. I am not deserting to the Chaldeans.
Well, this said it is false. False.
Yeah.
Sounds like your dad watering it down.
Well, the King James is watering it down. You're saying it's false.
Yeah.
And English Standard Version says it's a lie. Okay? So I am not deserting to the Chaldeans. All right? But Arijah would not listen to him and seized Jeremiah and brought him to the officials. Here again, false.
Well, here it says that he... I'm in 15. So.
Yeah, they were enraged. Go ahead.
Yeah. Well, they smote him.
Mm-hmm.
Smote.
They were enraged at Jeremiah.
And what did they do to him, according to yours?
And they beat him. They beat him.
Smote and beat.
Beat him.
Would you rather be beaten or smoten?
Depends on how slow I want to be cooked. And they
Speaking
beat him.
Of slow cookers. Never mind.
Yeah. What did you put it on?
High. Trying to get it rolling.
Well, you
Wayne gave me a roast, and so I put it on this morning before I came in.
And you're gonna bring me a taste of it?
No.
Okay.
And
and the officials were enraged at Jeremiah, and they beat him and imprisoned him in the house of who?
Jonathan.
Yeah.
I just read that. What a memory.
Jonathan, he was a secretary, wasn't he? What was your son?
Scribe.
Scribe. You ever seen a scribe table? Where they write, where the scribes would write.
Yeah, I've been to the Bible Museum here in Pigeon Forge.
But did you notice that it almost looks like that table right over there that we have?
It does.
Your modern day.
You think Bob's a scribe? I doubt it.
No, but architects use that.
Scribe scribble? Just curious. No, I figured you would know.
Some of them have poor handwriting, but they were pretty straight on the handwriting. And, you know, to see them write, they didn't write on paper. Some of them papyrus that you make out of weeds that are on the Nile River. Did you ever see some of those when you went over to Egypt to visit? Anyway.
Actually, I lied about that. I didn't never go to Egypt. I thought he said Israel. Never mind. Talk about liars.
No. But anyway, the scribes, they would use that plant. The weed would grow about 9 feet tall, and they would flatten that papyrus plant out, which is where we get the word paper, and they would write on that, and then they later, because that stuff didn't last long, you know, it would flake and all after age, but then they went to skins and wrote on skins, animal skins, and those things last forever. I've got some that are
forever is a long time.
Well, they last a long, long time.
Okay.
Yeah. Alright, go ahead.
Well, I'm trying to figure out, I'm trying to figure out what the heck was he doing leaving the town. I'm pretty sure he was going to look at that property, but he didn't tell them that. Then Zedekiah the king sent and took him out, and the king asked him secretly in his house and said, is there any word from the Lord? And Jeremiah said, there is, for saith he, thou shalt be delivered into the hand of the king of Babylon.
Mm-hmm.
So... Moreover, Jeremiah...
Well, at least I got to give this guy credit. He said, is there any word from the Lord?
Well, yeah. I mean,
you know, he's...
Unfortunate, or back then...
Understand, folks, Jeremiah's a prophet. Go ahead.
Well, and Zedekiah, everybody knew about God. It's only in the modern world. You know this, folks?
Yeah.
It's only in the modern world that people say that God doesn't exist. I mean, historically... Yeah. Everyone always knew about God.
Even the corrupt kings.
Well, everybody. I mean, in Jonah, the book of Jonah, it said, all the sailors cried out to their God. So although they may not have known the true and living God, everyone knows that there's a God.
Yep.
And today, and that's true today too, even though a lot of people claim to be atheists, they're not atheists. They all know God exists. They just don't want to admit it, you know.
Yep.
So Because Romans 1 says that God has put the knowledge of himself in everybody, you know. So everyone is without excuse. So, moreover, exactly. Jeremiah said unto the king Zedekiah, what have I offended against thee or against thy servants or against this people that ye have put me in prison? Where are now your prophets which prophesied unto you, saying, the king of Babylon shall not come against you, nor against his land? Hey, where'd those boys go that told you I was wrong? Huh?
Yeah.
Where are they now?
Yeah. Sounds like a lot like today, doesn't it?
Yeah. A lot of false prophets.
Yep.
Therefore, hear now, I pray thee, O my Lord the king, let my supplication, I pray thee, be accepted before thee, and thou cause me not to return to the house of Jonathan the scribe, lest I die there. Then Zedekiah the king commanded they should commit Jeremiah into the court of the prison. They should give him daily a piece of bread out of the baker's sheet, until all the bread in the city were spent. Then Jeremiah remained in the court of the prison. You know, eventually they throw him down into a cistern. By the way, I've looked down into that cistern in the city of David.
Did it smell?
Just outside the old city of Jerusalem is the city of David. So who is the guy that lifted Jeremiah up out of the cistern? It's a two-part name. This is Bible challenge, folks. This is what you do to find out if your cohorts and the people around you actually read their Bibles.
All right, what was his name?
Yeah, and if you know, by the way, last time we played Bible challenge at the church, Wayne actually beat me, which I was thought about committing suicide. That's what plumbers do when they try to kill themselves. They commit suicide. But
all right, the guy that pulled him out of the cistern.
He was an Ethiopian. I think he took 30 men, dropped some rags down and some ropes.
Okay, hold on.
Put this under your armpits, lifted him out of the muck. Can you imagine dropping you? I guess over time, all the stuff in the water distills. No, he's looking on his phone. His name was, I think, Ebed Melech.
Now, don't say I think.
Well,
Ebed Melech.
I'm absolutely positive. E-B-E-D.
Okay.
M-E-L-E-K.
Yeah.
Hyphen in the middle.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's true or not. But, here it is. It's in the next.
It's in the next chapter.
Yeah. E-B-E-D. M-E-L-E-C-H. I misspelled it.
That's okay. You had it surrounded.
Yeah, I'm close.
Yeah. But anyway, we just want you to know that, you know, there are those people that are liars that want to give
you
false.
They read the Bible.
Yeah.
But they really don't.
Yeah. And so what got us into all of this was Bob had sent me this this article that came out of England, the Parliament and all there about this Pfizer.
It wasn't England, I don't believe.
Was it not?
It was Europe, but remember the guy was speaking English, but when you saw the in his parliament thing, was it Dutch?
Anyway, Dutch.
Yeah, it was. He was speaking some foreign language, but you know what you call a person that can speak only one language, don't you?
That can only speak one language.
One language.
American.
An American, that's exactly right. Because everybody in the rest of the world, those guys over in Europe, a lot of those guys speak five and six languages. I guess if you live in the European Union, if you're going to communicate, that'd be like here. I speak Alabamian, you speak Tennessean, there's folks that speak Texan, and some of them folks up north that are hard to understand, they speak like New Jerseyan.
Yeah, and the English language is one of the most difficult languages to learn.
It's also, and this goes back to Eric Dingus, but it's also, what does he call it? It's a very deceptive language. Legalese is just like saying, you know, they ask you, do you understand in court? And when you answer in the affirmative, then you have agreed to stand under them.
Yeah.
And yet we think if you say, do you understand, you go, well, I'm not an idiot. I'm a plumber, but I can comprehend what you're saying.
Yeah.
But
it is difficult.
It is a corrupted
language?
It's almost, I don't know if it's designed somehow or another in our court system. It's just like persons. There's a trick they're playing with the word person. What are the amendments that say that black slaves are 3/5 of a person? So there's all kinds of games that they've played. Meanings of names have changed. Meanings of words. In order to really understand things, you got to go back and get a Webster's dictionary from that time.
Who was it? St. Jerome that took it. St. Jerome, didn't he translate from Latin to English?
Well,
the Bible?
Maybe, I think so.
Torah. Took him 22 years to do that.
Lollygagger.
But yeah, the English language is tough. It's just like, you know, we think about the word, you know, go down the parkway.
Yeah.
No, you drive.
You park on a driveway.
No.
You drive on a parkway and you park.
Yeah,
on a driveway.
Yeah, what's that all about?
But that's,
you can park in our driveway.
That's not corrupt. That's not lying. Mm. I mean, it's crazy.
I'm just talking about the English language.
But my point is, there are ways that they've enslaved us using language in our court system is super corrupt. Of course, it's not our court system. If you don't know this, the bar, all our legal people belong to the Bar Association. It's a British accreditation, registry.
British
accreditation
registry.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
And it doesn't even belong to our country. So the Washington, D.C. is not a part of the states themselves, the land. It's a 10-mile square area that belongs to
Britain.
Either British or the Crown or the Pope. But it ain't ours. And it's a corporation. And you are too. If you didn't know this already, if you have a...
this is another deception.
Big time.
Talking about... And this one is, you know, do not bear false witness against your neighbor. It's all over. It's all over your neighborhood.
Everything that we've been doing, we've been lied to so many different ways. What's the name of that website that we're building? Freedomfromslavery.
Yeah.
.com. Yeah, if you don't think that's a God thing, we just bought that the other day. You know, you think if you have freedomfromslavery.com, you've owned that for 62 years since the internet first came out. But
God allowed that website to come up to make a difference.
I know. Yeah.
It's going to be a lot of information, folks, on that, and it's being produced and being put together right now. There's several men that are working on this, and these are knowledgeable men that are putting this on. They're not dummies.
By the way, I've been meaning to tell you, one of the main pages on that, Freedom from Slavery, is going to be involved, You're Slave to Sin.
Yeah.
If you've not yet determined in your life that knowing God is more important than your family, than anything else on this planet, if you haven't come to that realization, then you're a slave to sin.
That's really the essence of this whole website, really, is understanding.
It is.
Yeah, because it's
dealing with our... It'll begin because it's being done by people that are trying to get us back to our original Constitution, our original Republic. But getting back to the original Republic is getting back to God, because this country was founded by God for His purposes. And see, we've gotten away from that. So to get back to our roots is to get back to God. I can assure you the people who founded this country were a whole lot closer to God than 99.99% of the people are today, because they were at least familiar with the Bible.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I was looking here a moment. Slaves have no will of their own.
All right, speaking of that, folks, here's something. John MacArthur, less than 10 years ago, discovered that all our Bibles mistranslate the word doulos. The word doulos in the Bible, in no other writings outside of the Bible, is ever translated anything but slaves. You're not buddies with Jesus. You're not a bond servant.
If I'm going to be a slave to anybody, I want to be a slave to him.
Yeah, but think about this. Yeah. The fact that our Bibles don't translate the word doulos properly means that as we read our Bibles, it waters down our relationship. You are a slave. If Jesus tells you to jump, all you say is, how high? You do not debate. You do not go, well, my knee's been bothering me a little bit. And that's what we do.
Yeah.
Tells you, do not do this. And you go, well, you know, I know that I'm not supposed to, but my wife's not been nice to me lately. And Nancy down at work, she's so sweet and she's pretty and she likes to flirt. And I'm just having coffee, you know.
Yep.
I mean, seriously, folks.
Yep.
He said, don't do it. And you start reasoning. You don't reason with your master.
No.
You say, yes, sir, and then you do exactly what you said.
Yep.
So.
And I love the title of this, you know, Freedom from Slavery. And you're going to see a lot of different topics on this, but the main topic is that we're going to share the Word of God on this website as well.
We're going to do that. We're going to talk about freedom from the pharmaceutical drugs.
Freedom from this corrupt legal system.
Yeah.
That
well, that's the main. That's the way it'll start. By the way,
freedom from being stolen from your monies, your IRS. All of that's going to be shared on this.
Yes.
It's going to be good. Eric's a smart guy.
Very smart. He's coming back. I talked to him yesterday. He's coming back this way.
He misses us.
Anyway, we're about out of time. John Diamond's going to be up after us. And you need to go to, if you don't already, I know you do, but go to Brighteon.com and the Health Ranger store.
Yep.
Ah, Mike had Ranger buckets yesterday. Of course, this is tape, so who cares?
Yep.
They're gone always in several hours. I didn't buy any this time.
Yep.
I'm running low on money, man. But whatever.
That's all right. Well, anyway, we're glad you're with us. Be back with us tomorrow, same time, 8 o'clock a.m., as we have Coffee Talk with Wayne.
All right, man. I look forward to it, Wayne. Thank you for inviting me in.
Yep. It's always good to have Bob the Plumber with us.
All right. Adios.
Lord willing. Bye-bye.